Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Sir, we wish to see Jesus. Sounds like a very straightforward request. Sir, we would like to see Jesus. Involved in that seeing Jesus is more than just seeing him with the eyes, but actually having an interview with him, speaking with him, talking to him, and getting to know him. These Greeks may have looked at the Jewish faith and admired it for its theology of one God, not a myriad of many gods as the Greeks and Romans had, or maybe for the morality of its law and God's law, or maybe because the power of the Holy Spirit in its faith-creating work had begun to work faith in their hearts in this Jewish Messiah. In whatever case, the request came, "Sir, we would like to see Jesus." And now it's to Philip to show them Jesus. Show them Jesus. That's what the world really needs today. That's what the people in our world need to see today. They need to see Jesus, even if they don't know that that's who they need to see, even if they don't know that's who they need to know. Sir, we would see Jesus. People always talk about how there's an emptiness in their heart, in their life. You've heard people talk about that, looking for something in their life to fill that emptiness. And I don't know really what it is that I need to fill that, but something in me is empty. Life has got to be more than this day-to-day drudgery. And so they fill that empty spot with something. Maybe it's drugs. Maybe it's alcohol. Maybe it's illicit sexual relationships. Maybe it's work. Maybe it's gambling. Maybe it's whatever. And they continually try to fill that emptiness. And the more they pour these things in, the worse it gets and the emptier they feel. Sir, we would see Jesus. We're all in that same situation as sinners. And it's that sinful human nature that is empty. And we cry out, there's got to be more. And you and I have been called to show them Jesus. Show them Jesus. Even if they don't know that he is the one they really need to see. Show them Jesus, even if it is people who have disabilities. I serve with Bethesda Lutheran Homes and Services based out of Watertown, Wisconsin. And our special ministry is to people with developmental disabilities, specifically with mental retardation. And just simply by way of definition, mental retardation is the proper medical term for that developmental disability in which individuals develop at a below average rate and may experience difficulties in learning or in social adjustment or in economic productivity. But even though those things may be true, they are very much able to learn, to grow, and to develop, to become independent, and to also have and share a very deep and abiding faith in their Lord Jesus Christ. Today, in the United States of America, there are up to 7 million people with mental retardation. That's one in every 33 people. One in every 33 babies born in America today has some degree of mental retardation. And these people need to hear that gospel message of Jesus Christ, because they do have abilities. They are able to hear, to learn, to understand, and to grow. They need to see Jesus. And this is what we are called to do, to show them Jesus. Show them Jesus as you stand firm on the foundation of God's Word, never varying from the truth of God's Word in all aspects of life. Show them Jesus. Bethesda's first goal is that same goal, to show them Jesus, to share the gospel with people who have mental retardation, to speak it, to preach it, to live it, to share it with them in all daily aspects of our life at Bethesda. Bethesda is not simply Watertown, Wisconsin either. Bethesda has been blessed by the Lord over 95 years to grow from 5 people in Watertown in 1904. Today, over 300 people at Watertown, another 400 people in 10 different states around the country where we have group homes, campuses, and apartments, and thousands of people that we are able to reach through pastors and teachers and congregations who minister to people in their communities with developmental disabilities. Some people question whether someone with mental retardation can learn, can know Jesus. And I've heard different horror stories on both sides as I've made my visits around the eastern half of this country from people who have said, Pastor so-and-so wouldn't visit with my son or daughter. They were retarded and he refused to teach them. He said he didn't know how. He said it wasn't necessary. On the other hand, I've had pastors who have been frustrated with people in their congregations. One particular pastor up in northern Wisconsin shared with me he had a family who was, he said, fairly regular in their attendance at church, but they would not bring their child who was mentally retarded to church for whatever reasons. Maybe because the person drooled, or they made weird noises, or they stood up and moved around, or they were embarrassing for some reason, or maybe because the church wasn't welcoming. And we have looked askance sometimes at people with special needs, almost to the point of, what are they doing here? And he wanted to go to the home, to visit, to share, to teach the gospel. And that family wouldn't even let him come to the home. And he was frustrated. And as he said to me, that person needs to see Jesus just as much as you or me. Can they really learn? Do they know who Jesus is? Can they be confirmed? 1/3 of our people at Watertown are confirmed. 400 to 500 are confirmed nationwide in our homes. Our chaplains also struggled with that question. Do they really understand? One of our chaplains a few years ago really struggled with that. And he said, do the residents really understand what the Lord's Supper is when they come to this altar? He was thinking of one particular individual in mind, and he said, you know, this person knows the stories, he knows the songs, he can give the right answers, he was fairly high functioning, but I said, does he really understand what happens when he comes to the Lord's Supper? And so we asked him, he said, when you come to the Lord's table, what does that mean to you? And this resident thought for a few moments and got up, walked over to a window, and he waved out the window, and he said, bye-bye, sins. Bye-bye, sins. He knew that somehow when he came to the Lord's altar, the sins were washed away, and he believed. Show them Jesus. They want to hear Jesus. They want to see Jesus. Jesus is the one who fills those empty needs in people's lives with his love, with his grace, his strength for the life today. Jesus is the one who fills the empty spots in your life when you're struggling here at the seminary. Lord, help me get through this Greek, Hebrew. Lord, help me. What am I doing? When you question, when you doubt, am I really called to be here? The Lord is the one who strengthens you and fills those emptinesses in your life. You've seen Jesus, and you need to see him each day and to know that he went to that cross for you, and that when he bled and died, his blood washed away your sins, washed away everything that kept you from a perfect relationship with the Father. And he's blessed you with that saving faith and now says to you, show them Jesus. Show them Jesus. Even in the midst of Lent, our people know Jesus. During one of our Lenten services, the pastor asked the congregation that they're gathered at Bethesda, and he said, how do you think the disciples felt when Jesus died? If I asked you that question this morning, or you asked when you preach, if you asked that of the congregation to whom you're preaching, they'd all sit back and wait for you to answer, right? Bethesda, we don't wait. We answer, we speak. people answered, and they said, sad, hurt, upset. But one female voice, one lady cried out amidst all that, and she said, but not on Easter. But not on Easter. Four words. She witnessed to her faith to all of us that in the midst of Lent, as we are meditating on the sufferings and death of our Lord Jesus on the cross, she's looking forward to the resurrection because she knew he didn't stay in that tomb. And she knew that he was raised to life and that she was going to live with him forever without her wheelchair, without mental retardation, without sin. Show them Jesus. They need to see Jesus too. I want to conclude this morning by sharing with you a short poem before the whole goes through. This is written by a 13-year-old girl named Diane Levinsky from Lynn, Massachusetts, written about her brother who had mental retardation. I saw a little boy, my brother, whom I love and accept for what he is, showing some young children he knew a beautiful weeping willow tree, one of the wonders and beauties of nature. Walking behind him, they were pointing and laughing, whispering and nodding, while my brother, walking, staggering, but happy, had no knowledge, was unaware that they were making fun of him. He didn't look back. The children kept laughing and giggling, but he didn't see. They probably wouldn't have cared if he did. And he probably wouldn't have caught on. People think that if some people are different in any way, that they are like machines, that they have no feelings, need no love, need no friendship nor understanding. But they need it even more than we, because they are constantly being rejected, left out, or put down. And though it may not show at the beginning, it is wearing a hole through their hearts. And we must help them before it goes all the way through. A couple years ago when I was in Texas, a young teenage retarded girl was sexually assaulted and killed. The two boys who were accused of the crime, one of them was mentally retarded. And not to justify anything that happened, but to ask the question, did he have a hole? Did both of them have a hole wearing through their hearts? And nobody reached them with the gospel to show them Jesus. Who do you know that has a hole wearing through their heart today? Maybe it's someone that has mental retardation or other disability. Maybe not. Who do you know that has a hole wearing through their heart? Maybe it's that backyard neighbor or next apartment neighbor that you have in Fort Wayne for this time that you're here, and you're the person Jesus has brought to show them Jesus during that time. Who do you know? Maybe it's a family that is going through a time of divorce and hearts are being torn. Who do you know? Maybe it's a family that has lost a loved one through death and hasn't seen Jesus. Who do you know? Maybe it's someone that's lost a job, doesn't know where their next meal or next paycheck is coming from. Maybe for some of you it's closer to home. Maybe it's a wife who feels like she's lost a husband to the seminary or to the ministry. Maybe it's children who wonder where dad is. Maybe it's somebody right here has a hole wearing through your heart. And we need to see Jesus too. We need to see Jesus and feel his love from the brothers and sisters in the faith. Maybe sometimes it's you or me. We need to see Jesus. Jesus shows himself through his word, through his sacrament, through the love of each of us for the other in Christ's name. See Jesus today. See him as he is live and active in your life, bringing you the healing of forgiveness, bringing you the peace of God. See him today in his word as he promises to be with you always, even to the very end of the age. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.